Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name's Yaling Yule Fisher.
Thanks very much for checking in with us. We got a great podcast today. We're going to be talking about the Lost thing again. Can't help but talk about that. We're going to talk about festivals that are coming to Hawaii, especially a new one that's coming. A festival that's returning.
Okay.
We're also going to be talking about whale watching and also Bruce and Yaling's VIP adventure. As we get through this podcast for February 3rd, 2010. This is our 364th podcast, if you can believe it. So glad you're here. Of course, this podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. In Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com.
Or you can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us on a podcast at Hawaii-Aloha.com or contact him at Twitter, Aloha Bruce, my Aloha Yaling, or Facebook.
Right. Catch us on Facebook. Just type in facebook.com/Hawaii Vacations, plural. And you'll get to our Facebook page. We like to keep in touch with everybody there and also let you know what we're doing, what we're up to. You know, we've been doing a lot of crazy stuff lately and streaming live. Now that we have this MiFi card, it makes it very easy to stream anywhere. And we're going to be doing a lot more of that. I promise you, we're just going to go spontaneously to different places and be streaming. The most fun one, and I have it in the archives, is the one we did up on the North Shore during the Lost Tour. We did, of course, everybody knows that Lost has finally premiered on ABC. There was episode
last
one.
Night.
Yeah, last night there was episode one and two. So
no, I know they are so evil.
I know. There's some evil stuff going on there.
Hey.
And for those of you who are just joining us, and especially for our audience who just watches our Hawaii Vacation podcast, we have to kind of bring you up to speed. Because what happened was, over the weekend, we hosted a Lost event. It included a dinner on Friday night, on Saturday morning a brunch, then the big premiere, which took place. And then on Sunday, we hosted a tour that went all around the islands. It was a Lost tour, so it took folks to some of the Lost locations and special places. But one of the fun things that happened on Saturday night was I actually streamed the first episode of the final season on the interwebs, and that created a lot of controversy because, first of all, some people were upset with me because I did it and I spoiled it. But you know what? You didn't have to watch it, so I never really understood
actually
that.
Actually, it's only first part because Total have a two part.
Right, it was the first
yesterday,
part.
Yesterday, it's really showed the second part.
Yeah, they only showed the first half, part one of the premiere episode. So it wasn't like you got to, we spoiled everything. And second of all, nobody had to watch it if they didn't want to. So we streamed that. We had 4,000 users watching the red carpet ceremony first, and then up to 4,000 or something like 5,000 people were actually watching that final episode. And then we made the final the first episode. I keep saying final episode. I don't know why.
Final
season of the first episode of the final season. So we made that available on Ustream for download, and by the time we went to sleep on Saturday night and I woke up Saturday morning, there were over 100,000 downloads of that video. And then by 1 o'clock that afternoon on Sunday, I was completely suspended from Ustream. My account was suspended. It kind of bummed me out because we had a nice audience that we were building, and also our content was being made available on iTunes for the first time. And, you know, I've been doing this a long time, so it was just a great opportunity for me to get out in front of a lot of folks, but they dangled the carrot in front of me and then took it away. Oh, well, so be it. But we have made a lot of friends, and a lot of folks have supported what we did, and we've made a lot of friends over the last few days, and we want to thank them. And so basically that brings you guys up to speed who have no idea what was going on with the Lost thing. And we were actually, you know, Ling and I made a commitment to watch every single episode in sequence on the air here, and we're up to episode 5.
So, but yes, it will catch you out a little bit.
Yeah, but even you know what? Even after watching the first 5 episodes and then watching last night's show, already I am very up to speed with the characters.
God, they are evil.
They are evil. Locke is evil, evil man. It turns out he is the monster.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's just incredible show, and I think it's going to be an incredible season.
It's gonna be a lot.
Those characters are very, very interesting. So hopefully you're having fun with the Lost thing, and if you guys want to see the red carpet ceremony. We taped 2 hours of the red carpet. It was fantastic. We saw a lot of the stars we had coming in and out. Just click over to the archives here. There's been something like, last count, I think 30,000 or 40,000 downloads of that as well. So that's just a great thing. We were 16 stories up in the air shooting that thing. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. We had a great time with it. So hopefully you'll be able to catch up and you'll enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll enjoy the rest of the season of Lost. So putting Lost aside and thinking about, a lot of people have asked me, well, what can you do next? What kind of thing can you do next, Bruce, you know, now that Lost is over for us? I mean, the season goes on. But I mean, for us, for the kind of hit that we got for that, well, it kind of made me think of a couple of things. First of all, it made me realize that this year we did not have the Pro Bowl. For the first time in something like 20-something years, the Pro Bowl was not in Hawaii. And you know what? We missed the Pro Bowl. We really, really missed the Pro Bowl. And the Pro Bowl is like, I mean, can you believe, was the Pro Bowl even the same not being in Hawaii? I mean, really, think about that.
It's cold.
I think maybe some people got confused and thought it was in, you know, Hawaii. But no, it was actually in Miami.
Yep.
A good second choice, I guess. Still beautiful weather there, but not the same.
Not the same.
And they're also talking about doing the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl.
How's that?
Now that is stupid. That is stupid. Because a lot of the best players are going to be in the Super Bowl, and they're not going to come here. I mean, that's dumb. I don't think they should do the Super Bowl. I mean, the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl. I think that just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it is going to be here next year. But we don't know where it's going to be the following year. So the mayor here in Hawaii, Muthi Hanuman, put together a task force. Not the mayor. The governor. The governor's office. Yeah. Linda Linga's lieutenant governor, Duke Iona, put together a task force to make sure that the Pro Bowl and these kinds of events come back to Hawaii. So next year it will be in Hawaii. And
after that, too. Continue for 2 years.
Oh, really? It's 2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, so we have
but a first after that. Question mark.
Okay, so it's after that there's a question mark. So hopefully the Pro Bowl will be here. But it's these kinds of wonderful events that get people excited to come to Hawaii for these, maybe like a long weekend, a few days. Because I can't tell you how many people I talk to, especially this time of year, we need stuff like this. Because this is the time of year that people just love to look for ways to and excuses to get away here for a weekend or if just, you know, like 4 or 5 days. Which reminds me of this guy who came in. We just brought a guy in from UK who came to this Lost Festival, and we just got a call from him. He said, "Hey, I decided to stay an extra day." He didn't even call the airlines. The guy comes in from UK.
And his dad paid for it.
His dad and mom paid for this trip, and now you know how much it's airfare just to go one way back to the UK? You check
$2,400.
$2,400 if they go tomorrow. Through an agency, but if you try to do it online, it's over $3,000. The guy just said, "Oh, I called the airlines and they kept me on hold for too long," and you can't do that, especially an international flight. But the point was is that people were looking for excuses to come here, and that was a great excuse. The thing like the Pro Bowl is a great excuse, and another thing that's going to be coming up that kind of dovetails me into the next idea, and that is that the Kokua Festival is coming up, and that's going to be in April. And that, if you're not familiar with that, that is put on by Jack Johnson. If you don't know Jack Johnson's music, you don't know music, because he's one of the best music talents coming out of Hawaii, but coming out of the world. Famous for a lot of his very folksy, you know, he's kind of like stoner music. That's what I like to call it. You know, really, in my day, we called it stoner music.
Oh, okay.
If you smoke pot, you know, you can just sit back and smoke pot and drink that. I don't anymore, but when I did, that would be the kind of music I would listen to. Jack Johnson type music. But he's still great, whether you smoke pot or not. But it says that's the kind of music that I would enjoy. You know, that's the kind of sounds that he has. He does this Kokua Festival. It's a 2-day festival, and he brings in musicians all over the world. Last time we were there, Dave Matthews was there, and it was just a great concert. And it's a great way to spend a couple of days in Hawaii. So what we're going to do is we're going to get together with some folks at Aqua, and we're going to put together a Kokua Festival package. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Got the sneezes today. And we're going to let you know all about that and give you another excuse to come back to Hawaii for a great few days enjoying the Kokua Festival.
Yep.
So we're going to let you know all about that in the next couple of weeks.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, the weather here has been really weird. It's a beautiful day. As you can see, it's gorgeous out there today. Mm-hmm. But we've had a little bit of cooler temperatures. It's like down to like 75 today. Mm-hmm. Ooh, chilly, 75 degrees. But with the wind, you know, blowing the way in, it's, you know, with the wind chill factor, it must be down to 73 or 72. Mm-hmm. So that's cold for us here in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's bringing on the allergies for me a little bit. But festivals in general are wonderful in Hawaii. There are so many fantastic, wonderful festivals that you can kind of build your trip around. And you want to ask us and get in touch with us because we're going to tell you about special events and things that are happening here.
Yep.
And let's go over a few of the festivals that are going to be coming up. And we'll go in chronological order, basically. We told you about the Kokua Festival. That's going to be in April. But the Honolulu Festival is a great festival that's going to be coming up March 12th to 14th.
Yep.
It's a three-day celebration of art, music, and dance. And there's a lot of performances all over Hawaii. They take over Waikiki for a good portion of the time. And you really will just get immersed in a lot of the cultures that come to Hawaii because we are a multicultural destination. That's one of the wonderful things about Hawaii is that you can experience so many cultures. There's people from all over the world, but a lot of Japanese performers and plays that you'll find. There's a lot of street performers and food booths and everything from sumo to dancing and cultural arts and everything. And then it culminates on March 14th. Mm-hmm. It culminates in this wonderful parade, which is second to none. And they do a lot of bond dancing. Mm-hmm. You know what bond dancing is? It's like this very easy dance that everybody... I'm kind of trying to do it sitting. But yeah, you want to check that out. Another great festival. These are the ones on Oahu. We're going over the ones on Oahu. We don't have time to go through all the festivals on all the islands, but we're talking about Hawaii because 70% of people who do come to Hawaii will end up having Oahu as part of their vacation. Lei Day celebration is May 1st. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Kokua Festival, which you mentioned, in April. Mm-hmm. And then the Lei Day celebration, that's on May 1st. It's a big celebration and a lot of entertainment. And again, a lot of the food booths. And there's a lot of obvious lei making going on. Leis are a traditional way to greet people in Hawaii. If you're going to come to Hawaii, very often you'll get a lei greeting. Mm-hmm. And this is when somebody puts a lei over you. A lot of people say, I went to Hawaii and I got laid. Right away. And that's one thing that they want to do. And there's a lot of stuff going on at Queen Kapi'olani Park, which is right at the base of Diamond Head. And that's a great place for events. In fact, there's always a lot of stuff going on down there. And keep in mind, while we were talking earlier about the premiere, that's called also Sunset on the Beach. And you want to check with us in the schedule to see when Sunset on the Beach is happening. That happens every Saturday and Sunday right down in Waikiki on Queens Beach, right there across the street from the park shore, called Queens Beach area. And they put up a big screen. They play movies. A lot of locals and a lot of people from all over that are visiting get to go down and watch the movies. And this is just a great fun thing to do just in general.
Yep.
While I'm thinking about that. Yeah. I haven't talked about that in a while. So you want to check out the Lei Day celebration on May 1st. And then in May, there's also the 18th Annual World Fire Knife Competition Festival. And people come from all over Polynesia to perform the best fire dance. And this is a fantastic thing, and you want to check it out. It's just a great thing. And you can, this is done in conjunction with the Polynesian Cultural Center, so you want to check out polynesia.com. They have a lot of information about this year's celebration that's going to be taking place. Of course, there's the annual Prince Lahula Festival. That's going to be in July. And this is the third Saturday in July. And dancers from all over the world come in for hula, lots of hula halau, which will be there. And it happens at the Mauna Loa Gardens. And it showcases a lot of the hula halaus. Those halaus are troops, like dance troops, but for hula.
Yep.
And you'll see a lot of them there. And there, it's just a great thing. And you get immersed in the native Hawaiian culture when you see this. And you get to hear wonderful Hawaiian chants. If you haven't heard Hawaiian chants, that's a typical sort of chanting that goes on. This is sort of praying that goes on during the hula halau.
Yep.
And then the big one, and one we always have fun at, the Made in Hawaii Festival. I love the Made in Hawaii Festival because you can't, we have so many wonderful things that are made in Hawaii and that come from Hawaii.
Yep.
Including anything from, everything from jams and jellies to clothing. Mm-hmm. And artwork. There's so many wonderful things, even home furnishings and wonderful jewelry that you can find
of
here.
Of course.
And it's all authentic, all Hawaiian, all made in Hawaii. Things like great salad dressings and stuff. Now, remember, when you get this stuff, you're going to be wanting to pack lightly. So you can ship all that stuff back to the mainland directly from the Blaisdell where they have this.
Yep.
So it's a great opportunity to stock up on a lot of Hawaiian stuff. And then don't worry about putting in your luggage. You can just bring it right over to the place where they can ship it out. They ship it right from the event to your home. So you don't have to worry about carrying that stuff. So you can bring lots of stuff back. So a lot of memorabilia and things, even plants you can send back. Just tons of stuff.
Yep.
So those are just some of them. And we'll be talking more about these events and these things that come up as they happen right here in Hawaii Nei. So hopefully that helps you out and gives you more excuses to come to Hawaii. Somebody asked me today about whale watching again. And I don't want to get into a whole protracted thing about whale watching. But yes, it's whale watching season. And they asked me about whale watching on Oahu. And, you know, quite frankly, whale watching on Oahu can sometimes be a hit and miss thing. I mean, if you really for sure want to see the whales, you want to do it on Maui. So, but you can't see them from here. I'm not saying you can't, but you know, I know that people do go out and sometimes they don't see the whales, even if they've paid for the tour and stuff. So just remember that about Oahu. One of the best places that I know of on Oahu is the charters they have up there on the North Shore.
Ooh, okay. That would be a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so quiet today.
I know.
Why?
I do all the talk.
Well, what do you want to say? Do you have something to say?
No.
Well, you're giving me the look. You're giving me that look. Okay. All right. So the other thing somebody asked me about is about baggage in Hawaii. You want to help us out with that?
Baggage
in Hawaii. How much is baggage costing for, like, United Airlines was the one question. And did it go up? And
$25 the first check-in back. Second bag is $35. Inter-island will be $10 per bag. The first bag and the second bag will be $25.
Right, so they have gone up. The fees have gone up a little.
Yeah, they just add more fees.
Yeah, so baggage fees, and we can't include those in your price when you book a package and all that fun stuff. So just wanted to let you know about that.
Yep.
So let's see we're doing on time here. Make sure by checking with us. And also checking with the airlines. I mean, we are running long. So is that what it is? I'm just talking a lot today? I'm just rambling on. Let's get on to talking about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. I didn't realize how much I've been rambling on. Got to tell me to shut up. Okay. All right.
Okay. The first one is May 19 to June 3rd from Minneapolis to Honolulu. And all this time, I think they only stay in Pashua, Waikiki for a certain time because I see they're missing a second part.
Maybe they're going on a cruise or something,
too. Maybe. And just the land portion was the airfare. For 1 week, the hotel was airfare for two, total $1,972.
Okay, so it still would be the same price, and it would be 1 week. 1972. That's a great deal. And look at that deal. I haven't seen that yet. There's the partial ocean view, upgrade to ocean view. Mm-hmm. That's a new promotion at the Park Shore Waikiki. We've been seeing a lot of great promotions, so you want to check with us. Make sure we can get you those upgrades and those free nights. Congratulations Mark and Ashley Gross. Mm-hmm. Fantastic package, and we do appreciate it. And to Ashley, who put that package together, you want to get a hold of these agents that you hear these packages, you like that deal, you get a hold of that agent. This is Agent Ashley over at Extension 3839. Sorry about that.
You always miss the number.
I know.
Next one for family of two, also is a cruise customer, October 21 from Tampa to Honolulu and go back home on October 30th and spend two nights in the Auriga Reef on the beach and have a leg reading transfer. And this portion will be $2,066.
This is great. People combining these cruise vacations with significant land packages. You know, I'm seeing a lot of this. It used to be just people would do one or two, but they're coming here for a whole week and then going on the cruise for a week. So a great deal, staying at the Outrigger Reef on the beach with the breakfast, the leg greeting, the whole nine yards, transferring to the pier. Congratulations to these guys. Only $2,066. I wonder what the cruise cost. When is this? This is for October. So you got to book those cruises out in advance. They're selling out like hot cakes. Anyway, congratulations to Abby over at Extension 23. And also, let me congratulate Dennis and Rita Evans, who are the beneficiaries of this fantastic package.
Next one will be family of two, July 20th to 27th, San Francisco to Honolulu, stay in the Waikiki West. And total $1,683.
$1,683. Fantastic package. Wow, what a great deal. This is for the Medeiros family, Jim and Arlem. Congratulations, staying at the Waikiki West in that kitchen. It's budget property, but decent. And a good deal, only $800 and change per person. And congratulations to Paul over at Extension 38. Wow, got it right that time. Well, that's going to do it. And we want to thank you very much for tuning in. We do this every Wednesday and Friday. This is our live show. We are in between now doing Bruce Raw and doing some of this Lost stuff. So you can catch that right here on this Ustream channel. You can also get over to our blog page and watch our blog. You can also get over to our podcast page, check out all our podcasts and our videos.
Yeah, the Facebook.
And then get over to our Facebook page as well. So keep in touch with us. We'll see you on Friday. And that'll wrap it up for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and myself. We'll say aloha and mahalo.